A number of months ago, by the holiday of Shavuot, a woman came over and she asked me a question. And unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to answer. I don't recall if it was right before I gave a lecture or right before prayers. So now I'm going to give her answer. The question was, what exactly is the relationship or the interrelationship between the two sides of the tablets, between the Dibrot on what's called the right side or the Dibrot upon the left side? Now, the most basic response is that the right side are those that deal with the relationship between man and God. Those on the left side deal with interpersonal relationships. Now, that's not all that simple, given that the fifth commandment is one where we are commanded to respect or to give honor to our parents. So even the fifth one seems to be one which is related, the fifth one on the right side, seems to be related to how we relate to our fellow human beings. Although the reality is that when we think about why we honor our parents, the answer is very simple. We honor our parents because they brought us into the world. We honor our parents because they give us life, they give us sustenance, they take care of us, they give us shelter, they give us all of our needs. And the reality is, if we think about that a little bit, we should come to the realization that ultimately, the one who brought us into this world, ultimately the one who gave us life, ultimately the one who takes care of our needs, is of course God. But her question was actually a little bit more sophisticated, because her question was not just the relationship, but she had heard a tradition, which indeed is cited by Rashi in his commentary to Shir HaShirim, chapter 4, verse 5. Rashi says as follows, that one can also read the commandments, not just from 1 to 10, or 1 to 5, and then 6 to 10, but Rashi says there's also value in reading the Ten Commandments from right to left. So therefore, if the first commandment is that one should know that God exists, how in the world is that connected to the sixth commandment? Well, the sixth commandment is that one should not commit murder. So what's the relationship? When it goes all the way back to Bereshit, it looks at the reason not to commit murder is one, that man is created in the image of God. So therefore, the first one is know that there's a God, and the sixth one is not to commit murder, because man is created in the image of God. Which means our religion is not just one that focuses on the right side, but the right and the left are, at least in this sense, interrelated. The second commandment is that one should not commit idolatry. One should not worship a different god. The seventh commandment, the second one on the other side, is the law that one should not commit adultery. So idolatry and adultery are really parallel. One is cheating on God, and the other is cheating on one's spouse. So therefore, again, when we read the commandments across, we realize that there's insight that could be culled. We go down to the third commandment. The third commandment is, you should not take the name of God in vain. On the other side, the eighth commandment is that one should not steal. Again, what's the relationship? Historically, one of the best places to steal would be when one goes to court and one denies under oath something which they've done. Which means stealing can very easily lead to taking God's name in vain. And there, once again, there is an interrelationship between these two commandments. The fourth commandment is to remember the Sabbath day to sanctify it. The ninth commandment is not to bear false witness. We need to focus that the very idea of Shabbat is a testimony that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. On Friday night, when we say Vayichulu, the custom is always to stand for that part, because indeed it's seen as testimony. Which means Shabbat is the basic testimony we make about God, and over there we're told in terms of the negative commandment on the left side is not to bear false witness. The fifth commandment is the one we mentioned before, to honor our parents, to honor our father and mother. 10th commandment is not to covet things of our neighbors. If we begin to think about it, the most basic interpersonal law, the one which is most logical and shouldn't take a great deal to explain, is the honoring of our parents. Perhaps when it comes to all kinds of other people, we don't know exactly why it is that we should give them any kind of respect, but our parents, I think we understand it. Which means we really want to break it down, why the fifth commandment is related to the 10th commandment. The 10th commandment is not to covet anything which doesn't belong to us, which is an expression of the importance of all interpersonal relationships. All interpersonal relationships have their core in terms of the way that we relate to our parents. When we relate to our parents properly and we honor our parents, and that's the one which makes sense, we need to think about it and to realize that all of society can break down, and all the laws that we have, the beautiful laws that God gave us, can break down, and society can be a very scary place unless we're able to take all of these laws and apply it in society as well. So therefore, the fifth commandment of honoring our parents moves over in a really interesting way to the 10th commandment, not to covet anything which isn't ours.